Thank you. Comments on Councilman Rick's amendment. Councilman Lattice.
Thank you, Mr. President. Councilman, could you repeat that, please? Councilman, I think you know I'm a numbers guy, but I'll tell you, you just draw out a whole lot of numbers. But seriously, I think you make some very good points. Obviously, you've put a lot of thought into this and have analyzed the numbers, I think, very closely and very accurately. As you've heard me say, not just this past Monday night, but for 12 years now, I believe that the overtime line item in the fire department has been over the top and out of control for a very long time, regardless of how many new firefighters they're appropriated, regardless of how many millions of dollars of grants, let me back up, millions of dollars of monies to pay for additional firefighters. It doesn't make any difference, because you heard the term again this evening, but I stated it several times this past Monday night, this $4.5 million seems to be the new norm on overtime. And it's being allowed. It's being condoned. And there is no mechanism, or at least there doesn't appear to be any initiative, I should say, to get this under control. I would also add to your comment about the retirees. I don't remember, excuse me, the numbers of recruits that were mentioned the other night that are in the hopper to join the fire department. But I would point out that for every retiree we have in any department, it's a much higher salary than what a new hire or a new recruit is going to be starting at. So I think the math that you've done and the rationale for it is good. The one thing that I would change is to put the $250,000 on our side as opposed to the school department side. And I'll have things to say about that when we get to it. But I would agree with your analysis in your reasoning for making the cut. I would like to see you amend that to bring the 250 on to the city side. But that's my thoughts. Thank you.
Councilman Gephardt.
Thank you, Council President. Thank you, Councilman. I think it may have been lost in translation because I've heard a couple comments now in regards to it. But the plan with the original $250,000 from the Council President's initial amendment is to put that money into the city side of the budget in the DPW Parks and Recreations line item. And for similar to how we've done with the ARPA projects, for example, Councilman McElroy funded the rehabilitation of a basketball court at a school. So that was a project funded by city side money executed within on school property. So that's the strategy here. So I think what Councilman Ricks's amendment, and we can ask him to clarify, was to increase that line that we already increased once on the city side of the budget.
Increase it to
500,000. And so I would support that. So I'll leave it there.
Any other questions or comments from members who haven't spoken yet? Councilman Lattice.
Thank you, Councilman Gephardt, for that clarification. That's what I was trying to say, but didn't quite say it so accurately. And I understand that we have a new school committee, and we have a new superintendent, we have a new assistant superintendent. My history goes back 12 years with the school department. I have very little history with the new leadership or the new school committee. So for me to go from essentially no trust to some trust is going to take some work. It's going to take some effort, and it's going to take some proof. So I like this idea. I like your idea on the 250 initially, Mr. President. I like the idea, assuming Councilman Ricks is speaking, to add that 250 to the five, that the city side will control the five. School department will benefit, and that's cool. That's fine. But we control it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Ricks, are you going to change your amendment?
I would like to hear from some other members of the council before I decide whether to change the amendment. I think that, certainly if the amendment in its current form pleases the majority of the council, that's something that I would prefer. However, I would certainly be open to Councilman Lattiser's approach as well. But
So just to clarify, right now, what is before us is to transfer $250,000 from Fire OT2 to the school department.
Correct.
So I just want to make sure everyone's on the same page of what is before us at this time. That's what he proposed.
And through the council president, if I may, perhaps the school committee chair may be able to...
No, I don't want to open it up to... we didn't do that last year, so we got to stay consistent that this is a city council budget meeting. They're going to tell us that I would like to keep it just between the council and the city side, because it's ultimately our thing. There is a question here. Well, right before, so before us right now, we just have the straight transferring of $250,000 overtime to the school department. Like to get the mayor's thoughts on the amendment. We'll see if the amendment goes forward, and then go to Councilman Sinapi. So, Mayor, your thoughts?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm adamantly opposed to this. I don't want to take money out of the overtime account for the fire department. What if we need it? We have to think about public safety. I'm adamantly opposed to this. Comes up every year. Thank you.
He's against...
I'm sorry. You might need another one. This one's bad. Okay. I'm adamantly opposed to it. Taking $250,000 out of the overtime fund is reckless to public safety. We may need it. It has to be there. That's why we put it there. We hope we don't have to use it, but I mean, we could have incidents over the summer that we'd need the coverage, we need the overtime for. It's just, it's not a good idea. Thank you.
Councilman Sinapi.
So I would urge Councilman Ricks to switch the source of the transfer, or rather the recipient line item, just because it sounds like at least several of us on this side of the room would be more inclined to support it if it went to the DPW line item and echoed Councilman Gebhardt's strategy, as opposed to the verbiage of the current amendment. And I'd rather see it pass, given that it obviously supports the schools and supports something in dire need of being fixed.
Councilman Foley.
In the hope of brevity, I agree with Councilman Sinapi and would support that way and not as currently proposed.
Thank you. Any other questions or
could
comments?
Could you ask Councilman Sinapi to repeat that, please? I didn't get it, what he said. Sorry.
Councilman Sinapi?
I thought you were messing with me at first. No, I said that I urged Councilman Ricks to switch where the money was going to what Councilman Gebhardt suggested, because it seemed like several of us on this side of the room would support it if it mirrored
what Councilman Gebhardt said, as opposed to the current verbiage of the amendment, which gave the money directly to the schools. Mirroring Councilman Gebhardt's strategy.
Councilman Ricks.
Thank you, Council President. After hearing from our colleagues, Councilman Lattiser, Sinapi, and Foley, if there is no objection, I would move to amend my motion such that the $250,000 from line item 35-111 would instead go to line item 70-281, the same line item for which funding was increased by $250,000 per your earlier amendment.
Okay. Any objection to Councilman Ricks changing his amendment? Okay. So no objections, right? Yeah. So it's already been seconded. So no objection. So the new Rick's amendment is $250,000 from fire overtime two into the public works field maintenance and materials. Any questions or comments? Councilman Howe.
Just please, we're moving 250. The proposal, the amendment is move 250,000 from fire still?
From fire overtime, correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other additional questions or comments on the Ricks amendment? Okay, and the mayor, he's in the same position as he was before. Okay. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the Ricks amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
No.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
6 yes, 3 no. Amendment passes.
Okay, amendment passes. Councilman Ricks, you still have the floor. Do you have any other amendments to propose at this time?
Thank you. Let's see. My next amendment involves increasing the tax collection rate from 99.2% to 99.5%, being approximately $700,000, and transferring those additional funds into the asphalt budget 63-290, increasing that line item from 80,000 to approximately 780,000.
Okay, do we have a second to Rick's amendment?
Could I ask him to repeat that, please?
Sure. Repeat the amendment, please. And we'll...
Certainly. It would increase the anticipated tax collection rate from 99.2 to 99.5%. And that would generate approximately $700,000 pending the more specific numbers from the finance director. And any proceeds from that anticipated increase going to line item 63-290, asphalt, increasing it from 80,000 to approximately 780,000.
Okay, do we have a second to the Ricks amendment?
I'll second for discussion.
Second by Councilman Lattiser. Go ahead, Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. There have been some previous years where the city has realized 99.5% collection rates. I think that while revenue is difficult to predict, I think that it is possible for those numbers to be hit, especially since there are sales of tax titles and otherwise consistency with recent years in the past, although those numbers do, of course, fluctuate. But the reason that I want to move those funds into the asphalt budget in particular is because paving is something that's important across all 9 wards. It's something that I have a concern that in future fiscal years, as various costs, be they contractual, long-term liabilities such as pension and health care, including retiree health insurance, OPEB, as well as various other costs. And the nature of ARPA funds as one-time funds, as all of those tend to put pressure on the budget, I don't want paving to get left by the wayside. This current fiscal year, paving funds would consist of $80,000 under the proposed budget, as well as $420,000 in ARPA funds. My concern is that if we do not start to increase that baseline, then in future years, as budgets get tighter, then as has tended to happen under previous mayors in the past, paving tends to be something that's more easily put on the chopping block. But if we have a number that's a little bit higher, and granted, $780,000 is certainly nothing anywhere near enough to address the annual paving needs of the city. But if we bake in that number as a baseline, then it becomes easier to try to maintain that number in future years. And I think that it's reasonable to engage in this attempt, factoring in the potential anticipated revenue if we were to reach 99.5%.
Thank you. Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. With all due respect, Councilman Ricks, I'm not going to be able to support this. I think that it is also a lean towards anticipated income. I think that given the significant increases in financial burden to the taxpayers, I think it's possible, you know, it could be, you know, waving a magic wand and hoping that you'll get to 99.5 or 6 or 7. And to some degree, I might have to even compare that to the revenue for the speed cameras. I think it would be a bit dangerous, just going by my personal business experience, to take a swing at that type of assumption and then commit the money to something else, knowing that, and I should say not knowing if you're going to get it. So in other words, I take the assumption that I'm going to increase my profits by $300,000. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to buy a couple of new pickup trucks and, you know, some other equipment. But then $300,000 in profit doesn't show. I think it's risky. I think it's a risky business venture. And for those reasons, this one, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to support you on this one. Thank you.
Mr. Perez, I could shed some light on this.
Because,
Councilman, you're looking at the paving line item under DPW, which is $80,000. That money is for fixing potholes, cracks, things like that. Under the highway department, we have budgeted $2.3 million for paving. And that doesn't include the money that will be coming in throughout the year for reimbursements from Rhode Island Grid and the grant we got through the state program last year. Honestly, we have more money right now than we can possibly pave this year. We have both companies out there, and you could put $10 million in it. We can't pave any more than we are. And it doesn't carry over to next year. It goes into the fund balance we reallocate.
Councilman Ricks.
If I may, pardon me, I didn't quite hear the line item for paving.
The line item for paving? I don't have that in this one, Lynn. It's under DPW Highway Department. It's on page 3 of the capital improvements budget.
Mr. President, while we're looking for that, may I make a quick comment?
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. I would reflect back to the budget hearing, because I had questioned that item And I had asked why in the fiscal year 2025, there was no money in the paving. And the answer was, whatever we have left from this year will be moved into the paving for the upcoming fiscal year. So I don't think the number is a hard and fast number, Mayor, with all due respect of, you know, 2.3 million, because what was said Monday night when I challenged that, or questioned that, I should say, is whatever we have left in paving at the end of this year, we're going to move into paving. So that's kind of a moving target.
Well, yes, the reimbursement money and all that, what the city specifically allocates would be done. But as I said, we have grant money from the state. We got the $4 million last year, and it's ARPA money, and Lynn can probably explain it better.
I'm just making the point as to what was testified to on Monday.
Right. But as I said, adding any money to that $80,000 does no good, because that's potholes, cracks, and it's more than enough money to do that. So as I said, we have a lot of money to pave.
Any other questions or comments on the Ricks amendment? Okay, so before us, the Ricks amendment, which was proposed and seconded, is to change the collection rate from 99.2 to 99.5, which would bring in an additional $700,000, and move that money into the asphalt line item. Any additional questions or comments on the Ricks amendment? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Ms. Travis?
No.
One yes, eight no. Amendment fails.
Okay, amendment fails. Councilman Ricks?
My next amendment would seek to close the structural deficit through a tax increase. In particular, it would increase the tax rate by approximately 1.92% from a proposed 1.48 to an amended proposal of 3.40% approximately, in order to raise the pardon me one moment to double check the numbers here. Yes, in order to raise the approximate amount of $4.47 million in order to close the total structural deficit.
Okay. One more time, the amendment. We'll get a second and then discussion.
Oh, certainly. I'll repeat briefly. So the proposed amendment would increase the tax rate from the current proposal of increasing it by 1.48%, increase it by another 1.92% for a grand total of a 3.4% increase.
Okay, do we have a second?
Mr. President?
Solicitor Walsh.
So the, I just want to clarify the amendment. Councilman, you're seeking to essentially negate the drawdown on the rainy day fund and
correct.
Add it to the levy? Is that the general intent?
Correct.
Okay, so just as a running tally for everyone, we've already added, we need to, the amendments adopted already have added 1.7 million to the levy. So this would be, just so everyone's clear, the amendment that Councilman Rich would be proposing would be to eliminate the fund drawdown balance in 103,690, which is in the amount of $2.65135 million, and add that to the running total on the levy increase, correct?
Well, I understand on the mayor's proposed budget, the drawdown from the fund balance and that precise line item is 100-03690 on page 63.
Correct.
Under the mayor's proposed budget, the fund balance drawdown was, according to my papers, $2,765,135. However, that had been increased by an additional $1.7 million by our earlier amendments.
No, the McAllister Amendment number one did not add to the rainy day fund. It added to the levy on property taxes. So the line item in the fund drawdown is still exists as proposed by the mayor, $2,765,135. So just wanted to clarify, the amendment that you're proposing, or at least the intent, is to eliminate use of the rainy day fund and add that amount to the additional tax levy.
Correct. Thank Which you. Would be an increase of 1.18%. Pardon my mix up on that point.
Okay, do we have a second to that? Second by Councilman Lattice, or for discussion?
For discussion.
Go ahead, Councilman Ricks.
So I don't necessarily expect this to go any over any better than my last amendment. However, for the same reasons that I have concerns about rising costs in future years, whether the source of that is the combination of contractual commitments, present and future, rising liabilities when it comes to OPEB, as well as healthcare for active workers, and otherwise the effects of inflation and all of the other commitments that the city has, including the bonds. Those commitments, when it comes to bonds, those are going to increase. In the future, we can anticipate that the schools are going to need additional funds. And therefore, especially with the ARPA funds running out, I don't think that this is the right year for us to be running a structural deficit. I think that closing the structural deficit, although painful as it is this year, I think it would be wise to make this move now and prevent us from having greater pain with greater tax increases or necessary cuts to service in those future years, as all of those different factors come together to put us in a much more difficult position in perhaps not next year, perhaps the year after that, and the year after that. The next several years, I anticipate, are going to be difficult due to all of those factors. And I think that if we have a little bit more pain now, it's going to save us from having that particularly sharp pain in future years. That's all. Thank you.
Councilman Gephardt.
Just a quick note on this. I think we are in large part already accomplishing this with the council president's first amendment, in that we are removing the uncertainty around a significant portion of revenue from the budget, adding it to the levy. So we've already increased the levy slightly. It gives us the opportunity for tailwinds should the camera program move forward. We know from watching this administration budget for the last 4 years, they, I won't say sandbag, but they like to be conservative and leave open the opportunity for positive things to happen. We know we've got a lot of new housing coming online. We know we have a lot of investment happening in the city. And so there's other opportunities to make up the delta. We started this year with a $7-ish million drawdown from the rainy fund. We're going to finish around two. They've done a good job to pinch pennies, and this council's supported them in that in those efforts. So I don't think we need to go to the extreme of eliminating the entirety of the structural deficit. Just knowing how these folks think about budgeting, they are very conservative when it comes to revenues, and very conservative when it comes to expenses. And so I think we'll be in good shape here. So I will not support this one, and I'm happy with where we're at.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just so everyone knows, I have no problem with making a second on anyone's motion, because particularly during this budget process, I believe that every one of us put a lot of time and a lot of effort into analyzing these things, doing research from previous budgets, and in some cases, going back maybe 28 or more years on budgets, researching 30. So that's the reason why I will be seconding things. I think everyone should have an opportunity to discuss that. However, I will not be able to support this, Councilman Ricks. I don't think that the answer to reducing or helping to close the structural deficit is to add additional burden to the taxpayers. I believe the answer to reducing the structural deficit is to reduce the spending. The spending is out of control, and it's going to continue to do so unless this city council or a future city council decides to operate it from a business perspective. So I can't support sharing or shifting the burden of this structural deficit onto the taxpayers. I think what we need to do going forward is to make every effort possible and reduce the spending, reel in the costs, work more efficiently, and simply cut spending. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll ask the solicitor, would this bring us over the 4% cap anyways, meaning we'd have to go before the State House?
By quick math, I believe it would raise us from roughly, we're probably sitting in a 2.2 something range right now. We certainly defer to the administration of where.
The same math we just did, it would put us over the 4% cap. And I'm opposed to it in every other way, shape, or form.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah. Okay, any other questions or comments on the Ricks Amendment? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
McAllister?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
No. Or excuse me, yes.
Okay.
Was that a quick reconsideration?
A little bit of sleep deprivation.
No.
Ms. Travis, 1 yes, 8 no.
Thank you. The amendment fails. Councilman Ricks.
No further amendments at this time.
Thank you. Councilman Foley.
Before I make my proposed amendment, I have some questions for the finance director. Is that appropriate?
You got to make an amendment, get a second, and then we can open it up for discussion.
All right. I have an amendment.
Go right ahead.
In line 100-03690, fund balance drawdown. The proposed drawdown for 2025 is $2,765,135. I would like to increase that by 1.3. That's the amount that was taken out of the revenue for the traffic cams, for better terminology.
Okay, do we have a second? Second by Councilman.
For discussion.
Lattiser for discussion. Go ahead, Councilman.
Could I ask some questions of the finance director?
Or the mayor, whoever.
Or the mayor.
Well, actually, Councilman Foley, I was going to make this amendment later. So
I'm sorry, sir.
Actually, I was going to make this amendment later. I'm glad you did it. So go ahead and ask any questions.
Great minds think alike, sir.
And yours and mine, too. Would you like to ask it of Peter Schaefer?
Well, you can probably answer it.
Okay.
Point of clarification. In the revised 2024, that line item.
Councilman Foley, can you just go into the mic?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
I thought it was me.
The proposed drawdown or revised on that line was $7,109,000, roughly. The projected 2024 is 1.363.
Yeah.
So I'm reading off the.
Let me bring the expert up.
Okay. Here. Thank you.
And I think he might be able to hear you better than I can too. Believe it or not.
Yep. That's right there. See.
In 25, the figure is 2,765,000.
Well, my question, Mr. Schaefer.
You would have to increase that by. Yep.
No, I'm sorry. My question was, for this current year, we had proposed 7.1, and we only drew down 1.3. Yeah, right. But is that pretty? You feel confident that's a close number? Yeah. Okay. So my rationale, if I may now, Council President, my rationale is, by doing it this way, we accomplish what the mayor has said about not increasing the levy on the taxpayers of Warwick. If we pass, if we hear testimony and we agree and we pass the traffic cams, I'm just trying to use the easiest terminology, and we generate that 1.3 million from the traffic cams, then we can just reduce the drawdown like we did this year. So that's my rationale for making that amendment to that line item.
Any questions or comments on the Foley amendment? Hold on one second. We got a couple of people. And then, well, Mayor, your thoughts on the amendment as proposed?
Your turn.
You're a red light, Phil. Sorry about that. Yeah, Phil's going to get it. I'm in favor of the drawdown of 1.3 because it accomplishes the same thing. If the cameras, as I anticipate, is brought in, it's undesignated money, it goes immediately to the fund balance. Another problem is maybe on another amendment, and maybe Councilman Foley would like to offer that one. This doesn't make everything whole because you've had some different other expenses here to the school department and whatnot. And I would ask that you amend it to that would come from ARPA funds, since they are one-time funds, and it wouldn't affect our budget. Correct, Peter? Peter?
I'm okay with the proposed, what the mayor just proposed, if my colleagues are.
Oh, hold on, we got to follow it now. All right, so before us is the Foley amendment, which is to add 1.3 million into the rainy day funds. You would like to withdraw that and then add another amendment?
Using the wording that the mayor just...
I would think it would be two separate. One, just to increase the drawdown from the fund balance by 1.3%. That would offset, I don't know the terminology, disallowing the anticipated revenue. It would offset it without putting an additional burden on the taxpayers this year.
So, Councilman Foley, what's your pleasure right now? So, right now, you have a motion to add $1.3 million to the rainy day fund. It's been seconded. You can make another motion after this if
all right. Well, let's just keep it where it is.
Okay. So, just before us now is adding an additional $1.3 million into the line item I'm calling the rainy day fund. Councilman Sinapi.
So, this accomplishes my goal, at least in part. Obviously, based on what the mayor said, we're going to have to do a little bit more. But at least this gets us towards not doing an unnecessary increase in the tax levy. Because I still think it's silly not to acknowledge projected revenue, no matter the source, especially considering it's well-documented. This is better than me instead having to point out myself and others will probably vote no on the budget and go for a veto. So, yeah, I support this.
So, to me, this is just simply moving the stone under a different shell. I don't think it's really changed a whole lot. We're still drawing down from the savings account to fund something that may or may not happen. But that's just my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments, Councilman Ricks?
I understand it's a different method, from what was proposed in Councilman Snappy's amendment. However, I see it as very similar in that it has effectively the same effect. I don't want to be presuming that type of revenue here. So unfortunately, I would have to vote no on this. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from members of the council? Okay, so before us is the Foley Amendment to add $1.3 million back into the rainy day fund. No, I'm sorry, increase.
Just so I understand the amendment, Councilman, so we are drawing down additional funds from the rainy day fund to offset the commensurate amount with that's currently being put on the levy of $1.3 million. Thank you.
Thank you. So that's what he said. Okay. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the Foley Amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
No.
5 yes, 1 no, amendment passes.
Councilman Foley? You still have the floor. Do you have any more amendments?
May I ask? No, you have. I have to propose the amendment. I'm good for now. Thank you.
Any other council members have amendments? Councilman Gephardt.
Similar to the last amendment, I would like to make an amendment to decrease the drawdown by $650,000. So I'll split the difference with you, Foley, but I don't, we are going to depend.
Let me just get a second.
Oh, yeah.
So second on Councilman Gephardt's, second by Councilman Lattiser for discussion. Go ahead, Councilman Gephardt.
Could you speak into the mic a little better
yes.
So I can hear you?
Yes. So, you know, we are going to enter into territory in the next 4 to 5 years where we are likely going to depend on the fund balance to help us navigate through the short-term borrowing costs related to the high school, and as well as other things that come up. And we were very fortunate in this year's budget that, you know, we estimated a high drawdown and we ended up with a low drawdown. We're, you know, one of these years we're going to roll snake eyes. So I think we could diminish the burden on the tax base. This would get us to, you know, if we draw down half of the amount that you're proposing, it'd probably get us to just under a 2% tax increase or right thereabouts. And we can bank the rest on, you know, increased funding coming from new programs or new taxes or new business, you know, ventures or new fees or wherever the revenue is going to come from, but without putting all of our chips on the fund balance. So that's my amendment.
Councilman Foley.
Through the chair to my colleague, the only reason I don't agree to that compromise, and I know we're going back and forth, is this. If, in this, the way I proposed it, if we do not need to draw down that much, that money automatically stays in the rainy day fund. Yet, by drawing down that much, more money stays in the taxpayer's pocket. If we go your route as proposed, and I think it's a legitimate proposal, but if we go your route, we're taking the money out of the taxpayer's pocket. And if we don't need to draw down, I mean, there's no way to give it back to the taxpayer. If we don't need to draw down as much as I proposed in the rainy day fund, we can't give it back to the taxpayers. It just goes to the rainy day fund. By going the way I proposed, it stays in the taxpayer's pocket first. and then gets reimbursed into the rainy day fund. That's my logic behind what I propose. Thank you.
And Ricks.
I'm going to suggest here that it is expensive when you don't have money. So what that means for people in their own lives is when you don't have money and you get hit by an unexpected expense, then you might have to borrow the money. Who do you borrow it from? You end up paying more, and you go through a lot of time and hassle just to make sure that the bills are getting paid, make sure that the car keeps running, that you're getting those groceries. We see it all the time. How many Americans just don't have money for emergencies? And that's also why it's always a concern to me when it comes to raising taxes. Have to factor that in. But the same is true of the city. It's expensive when the city doesn't have money available either. We're taking out a lot of bonds. Bonds for a lot of different purposes, including the purpose of building two new high schools and continuing to pay bonds for those $80 million plus in repairs to the elementary and middle schools. Other bonds on top of that. We don't want the fund balance to keep decreasing, and then that hurts the city's bond rating, just like an individual, their credit rating can get hit, and then it becomes more expensive for that individual, where the same things that that individual could do if they had a higher credit rating suddenly are out of reach when that credit rating drops, when they don't have that money available. We don't want that to happen to the city. So with all due respect, of course, to the concept of, to the extent that we possibly can, keep that money in the taxpayers' pockets, we have to be concerned about balancing the city's budget. As it is, the proposed budget was initially $2.7 million as a structural deficit. As I referred to earlier, I think that for a lot of reasons, this is not the year that we should be running a structural deficit. And so after that, the last amendment, which tends to deepen the structural deficit, I feel that Councilman Gebhardt's motion is putting us back a little bit in the right direction here. I'm not going to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I think that it is a good idea for us to do what we can to make sure that that structural deficit is a little bit more manageable, that we start to bridge that gap a little bit and not move in the wrong direction here of the things that are in the long term ultimately going to cost the city more, which ultimately costs all of the taxpayers more in the long term. For those reasons, I'm going to support Councilman Gebhardt's amendment.
Okay, any other council members? Mayor, do you have an opinion on this amendment?
So before us is to decrease the line item by $650,000?
Yes, this would, we would reduce the drawdown on the rainy day fund and by half of the prior amendment and add that back to the levy.
Okay. Mayor?
I want to start by saying we didn't draw down $5 million less by being lucky. It was management by her administration. The management we've demonstrated over the past 3 years. I wouldn't have proposed the numbers we did if we weren't confident in them. We've been correct so far. Now, the residents of Warwick, I've been around here a long time. They are not all IT guys that live in Cohasset, rich contractors. They work for the chamber or attorneys. Some of these people live in Oakland Beach, Connecticut. They're single parents, they're old people. Every penny counts to them. I want to put no further burden on them than we don't have to. We're talking about 3, 4, 5 years down the road. Next year, and the General Assembly may very well decide that they are going to reimburse us on the schools as we go. Anything can happen. I was anticipating revenue. I was told, no, we have to deal with what's before us now. You want to raise taxes now in anticipation of situations we may face 4 or 5 years from now. My mission here is to put the least burden on the taxpayers who are struggling right now. A lot of these people can't buy bread. They can't pay for health, for health care. They can't pay for child care. So I don't want to put one more dime on their backs that they don't have to have right now. No more burden.
Any other questions or comments from members of the council?
Fund balance, it's a few cents.
Thank you, Mayor. Any other questions or comments on the Gephardt Amendment? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's been an interesting discussion on this one. And in the spirit of compromise, I may even support this one. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from members of the council? Okay, hearing none, the proposal has been proposed and seconded to decrease that line item by 650 and put it towards the levy. The clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
I'm going to say yes.
5 yes, 4 no. Amendment passes.
Thank you. The amendment passes. Councilman Gephardt, you still have the floor. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other amendments at this time from members of the council? Councilman Howe.
I don't want to go out of, I already proposed an amendment, and since I proposed an amendment, Mr. President and Solicitor, a lot of money has moved around from accounts, and I think now with the open mind, I don't know if I have to recall because I was on the losing side of the vote, or reconsideration, or do I just propose another amendment, Solicitor?
What is it that you're seeking to do?
It'll be the exact same. It'll probably be an addition to the amendment, so it should be an amendment. I was going to request that we eliminate the judge of 15,000, since once again, the cameras, the estimated of the cameras are not in the budget, as well as eliminate the ward, $10,000 per ward, $90,000 total. So take that $105,000. Originally, I was going to request, Mr. President, that it goes back into the overtime for fire, because I do adamantly agree with the mayor that public safety is a priority. But I think because of the vote we just did, just to help a little ease the levy, the tax levy we're about to put on the taxpayers, I'd like to eliminate those. And with a second, I'll explain why.
First, I just want to confirm. Now, we've already voted on this amendment for those two items. From the councilman.
The prior amendment that Mr. Howe offered was to eliminate those two new additions. The original amendment that he did was to included the property tax, to reduce the increase to the tax levy. So, Councilman, you want to, this new amendment is to take that $105,000 and direct it where?
I apologize, Solicitor, I was speaking loud. So I am basically asking for reconsideration of the amendment that on the vote that I lost.
If it's the prior amendment, you were on the losing side and don't have the authority to reconsider when you're on the losing party.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You were on the losing side, so you can't ask for...
Your prior amendment failed. You were on the losing side, so
okay.
You can't reconsider.
Thank you.
No other amendment.
Point of order. I think we changed that rule.
We changed the seconding, I believe.
Yeah, I believe anyone can second it. But we'll check.
Right. Yeah, let's just check before we... I don't want unduly to...
Yeah, so it was Lattice's fault.
Okay.
Rule, Rule 27 continues to read, when a vote has been passed, it shall be in order for any member voting with the prevailing side to move the reconsideration thereof. The prior item eliminated the necessity that the seconder also be part of that prevailing side.
I didn't hear.
Can't do it. Councilman Snappy.
So, Councilman Howe, you might be able to do this too. So, my motion before was to raise it for the revenue line item, was to raise it to back to the original 1.3. I'm going to do the same thing, 1.3 and $1. It's a different motion. And I request a second. And I have a pretty good rationale for it.
Councilman Lattiser.
I got to stick with it.
Go ahead. It's been seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Go ahead, Councilman Snappy.
So as of now, because the proposal overarching proposal is to raise taxes more than necessary, given that we are ignoring a projected revenue, even though projections are literally what the budget is based on, I will vote no on the overall budget. And I don't believe I am alone on that. And the mayor has already indicated he is inclined to potentially veto the budget if the taxes are raised more than necessary. So my proposal is, again, to renew the projected revenue from the cameras plus $1. That way we do not risk a veto, or rather that way we have a veto-proof majority, because the alternative is to not have that, potentially have the budget vetoed, and we all get to come back and do this again until we can agree. So again, to summarize, we can acknowledge reasonably projected revenue that is incredibly conservative by all accounts, or we can ignore reasonably projected revenue, which is mind-boggling because of all the other projections in the budget that we are acknowledging, some of which have no basis other than just pure speculation, and risk a veto and increase taxes more than necessary just because. So those are your options.
Any questions or comments on the Snappy Amendment? Councilman Gephardt.
I would offer that it is your opinion that it's raising taxes more than zero. We have a multi-million dollar structural deficit. So technically we should raise taxes by all of that or spend less. So I'll just leave that there.
Yeah, to be clear, I'm simply parroting what the mayor stated, and which I'm inclined to agree with, because if that was the rationale we were going to use, we would use it every time we were here as far as the structural deficit. That's not a new issue.